I know Sashi addressed you guys earlier today, so I'm going to leave that at that. I'm not going to take any questions about anything that happened here last week. You may try. I'm not going to answer. I'm going to be very honest with you. What I want to talk about is our football team. We got 8 games left to play, okay? Myself and our coaching staff, we came here to win, okay? And we're all accountable to getting that done, trying to win. So what my focus is and what my staff's focus is let's go find a way to win the game this week. We're playing Detroit. And that's what's the most important thing. I think the bye week was good for our players. They had a chance to get away and really think through the things that we need to do to get better. I think for the coaching staff, it was good to go through everything. We went through everything from A to Z, offensively, defensively, and special teams. There are some things we got to do better as a coaching staff. There's some things we have to do better as players. We get it. And, again, we know what our record is, and we own it. But, again, what we're going to try to do is finish this thing up the right way, starting in Detroit next week. Huge game for us. I think our players are excited. They were in the building, very excited about being back, and we're looking forward to playing.
Hugh, did you feel the need to address the McCarron thing with Kaiser?
Again, I really don't want to even get into that. Deshaun's fine. Deshaun's our starting quarterback. He's well, and I don't think there's any issues at all.
Anything going on with the kicker?
that's a good question. I think, again, you know, we like to have our young guy do better. He understands he needs to play better. Very inconsistent right now. He's got to take the bull by the horns that way and get it done. We have not brought anybody in, if that's what you're saying, to compete with him at this point. So he's got to go get it done. I mean, this is where we are, and he's got to go be consistent for us.
Hugh, where are you with Josh Gordon? He just did an interview with GQ where he said he used drugs or alcohol before every NFL game he ever played.
Oh, boy.
He also said, talked kind of about being harassed by Cleveland.
Well, again, I haven't talked to Josh. You know, I think Josh gets in later on tonight, first thing in the morning. I will sit down and have a conversation with Josh. Obviously, I think, you know, when guys go through what he's been through, I mean, I'm not privy to that conversation or seen any of that, you know, but I obviously that's what was said. And I think when guys come out of cleansing and those things, you know, things get said. I think they let it all out. I'm sure it wasn't something that somebody said, hey, Josh, you need to understand this is what's going to go everywhere. But I will have a conversation with him. I think, again, we're accepting him back into our organization. Going to give him another opportunity. He's done everything right to get himself back into the National Football League, and that's where I have to leave it at this point. But we will, you know, discuss things that are said.
You guys have built, you've tried to bring in a certain kind of player.
Yes, we have.
You made a point of your first comment about not putting up with nonsense.
Absolutely, and I won't. That's not going to change. But, again, we're talking about something that's gone on in the past. I mean, that wasn't during my watch. I think hopefully that part for Josh is behind him, and we got to move on, you know. But, again, I mean, obviously those things are said, and we got to address them, and we got to move forward from there.
So you won't be scared off welcoming him back, given those comments?
No, because that's the past. You know, that's not during my time with Josh. You know, so, again, you know, I think he was – letting things out, if that's what we're saying. I think he was cleansing himself of his past, and I get that a little bit. But, again, I think he said what he felt he needed to say.
He also stopped, and the story says he stopped at GQ on his way to before he met with the commissioner.
Oh, okay. Yeah, again, I can't answer that right now.
So nothing can change.
So he did participate last year in training camp.
Uh-huh.
I think it was the third preseason game at Tampa Bay he played. Just though, from a football standpoint, I'm asking, what were your impressions of Josh as a football player?
A really good player. Very physical, very fast, strong, could catch, run every route that we have in our system, and can contribute to our football team.
So that GQ story is not going to change your opinion of giving him another chance?
No, that wouldn't, because, again, I think that's something that's gone on in the past. You know, again, I want to see exactly where Josh is. I have not. I mean, we've talked on the phone, but we have not delved into, you know, the past. And I think what we all have to do is respect his privacy. Obviously, he put a lot of things out there. I have not seen all this. And again, that's about the past. If it's about the present, then I think that's a different story for everybody. But I think we got to, you know, let him get out what he feels like he needs to get out. I'm sure this is part of his rehabilitation as well. To be able to say certain things that you've done, I think that's kind of good. You know, because you got to put it behind you as fast as you can.
You want to have to satisfy yourself that he's not trying to talk his way out of Berea?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to have to satisfy yourself that Gordon's not trying to talk his way out of here?
Right. I don't think he is trying to do that. I do need to feel comfortable that he's not. I mean, if he's coming back to play football, I think he knows he needs to play football here. You know, there's no other place that he can do what he needs to do in the National Football League. I'm talking about as far as playing is right here. So let's see what we are. You know, let's have this conversation about him, you know, a few days from now after he's been here and been in the building and we've had a chance to talk to him and see where he is and go from there.
Do you want him on your team?
Do I want him on my team? Right now he's on our team. You know, so again, I mean, yes, I do. I mean, because he's a guy that has an opportunity to move forward in his life. Do we want to have all the other things that come with it? I think hopefully that's behind him. We don't. Let's just be honest. We don't want those things. But as we move forward, if he can do the things that we do as football team members and conduct himself the right way in the community and handle those things, Josh Gordon is welcome back here.
Hey, Hugh, I hear you say you're not going to answer McCarron questions. That's fine. But, I wish you would. But anyway, the question, though, is how do you deal with all these freaking distractions?
Look,
when you're
I'm going to say it again. I came here to win. Okay, that's from the first time you guys met me. I said I came here to win. And I came to turn this organization around and make it better. And for whatever reason, we all are accountable to that, you know, and not just the coaching staff, the front office. We all are. It's a top-down deal. And we have to get that done, and we haven't gotten that done. So I think that's the most important thing that I'm grappling with, that I think we all are. We want to win. And until we do that, that's what it's going to be. And I think people are going to keep asking these questions.
Last week, Miles Garrett said he was back to full health. What about those other defensive players who missed the London game?
They practiced today. You know, it was good to have Peppers back out there, Ogunjobi back out there. I think every guy that missed the game was in a part of practice today. So we'll see exactly where they are as we go throughout the week. But it was good to have everybody back out there and contributing. We even had Corey out there running around today. So it was good. You know, it was a good first day to have everybody back.
Are you comfortable?
I don't know if I missed your first little opening thing, but so you might not be able to answer this question either. But I saw a report that that you guys or that the Browns made a phone call to try to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, like on October 28th. Were you aware of that, and how do you feel?
Again,
about
I'm not. I said earlier when I started, I'm just not going to address any of those things at this point.
Can you say, are you comfortable with the relationship that exists right now between the coaching staff and the front office?
I'm not going to talk about any of those things. I think Sashi addressed all that. I think what I'm going to do, like I said, I'm going to focus on coaching this football team and getting this football team to win, getting our coaches better, getting our players better, and find a way to win football games.
How rusty is Coleman?
I'm sorry?
How rusty is Coleman?
He looked fast to me. He looked fast. He could catch. He could run. You know, sometimes you forget, you know, how talented he is because he hadn't been out there in a while. But it's good to have Corey back out there, and hopefully, you know, we'll get more. He'll do a little bit more on Wednesday, do a little bit more on Thursday, and hopefully we can get him back out there next week.
What do you think the biggest jump will be in the second half of the season now that you've had a chance to kind of evaluate where the roster's at and things that you can improve on?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at our team, when I looked at the bye, you know, offensively, it was the turnovers. It was the turnovers and penalties and the missed opportunities in the scoring zone. That we got to continue to get better. And we're going to work at that and continue to identify the things that we do well and not try to do the things that we don't do as well. I think defensively, we've done some really good things defensively. You know, we've stopped on the run. Obviously, in the scoring zone, we got to do a better job in some areas. And Greg has really put an emphasis on that for our defense and hopefully can get better there. And, again, they've done a good job. We just want to hold people to field goals and not touchdowns. And, again, the communication back there from time to time needs to get better. So we've worked on that, and we're going to continue to work on that. Special teams-wise, again, you've seen a big kickoff return last week. We need to continue to make a contribution to our offense and defensive football team special team-wise. And I think we can. I think the young guys, special teams-wise, the core guys are starting to really understand the system and what Coach Tabor wants. And so you see those guys improving. So we just got to – there's some things we're going to hone in on, one or two things offensively, defensively, and special teams that we're going to really focus on these next eight games and see if we can get to winning around here.
The earliest Coleman could play is next game?
Yes, sir. Yeah, hopefully in Jacksonville.
And have you decided as a staff to keep Durango at left tackle?
Right now we have, yes. I think he's earned the right to go back out there and play at left tackle. And, again, we've worked Sean there a little bit. Obviously, we worked Batonio there. We've done our due diligence that way. But we know we have some candidates if something doesn't go right that we can put over there. But Spencer is definitely going to start over there.
Hugh, going back to Josh real quickly, when it comes to deciding if he's going to be back in your locker room, I mean, whose call is that going to be?
Well, I think, you know, it's conversations that we have with D and Jimmy Haslam. You know, this is their football team. And again, but I think they're all open ears about what we want to do and what's right for our football team. I think we want guys who want to be good players, guys who want to contribute and be great, great teammates, and guys who want to do great in the community. I think you guys know me. I'm not for any of that shenanigan stuff. So we're not going to have that. I think Josh knows that. I think if Josh is back here, he's going to conform and do the things that we need him to do to be a contributing member of this football team.
How well do you think you got to know him when he was here last year?
Pretty well. I did. You know, I spent, you know, we had some individual meetings and spent some time. And again, he was, again, when he was here with us, he was outstanding. So I can't, what happened and how that process worked for him. But again, I just know this, he ended up being away from us for a period of time too. You know, so I think that's tough on any player when you're going through what you're going through. I think a structured system is good for people in those situations. So hopefully he'll be here and he'll do what he needs to do, and we'll continue to support him and help him get to where he needs to be.
How shocked were you then last year when what happened? I mean, I'm sure you were.
Very. I was, because that's not the player that I saw and got to know. But those things happen. You know, again, we're talking about a very serious problem. Mm-hmm. So that those things do exist, and we know they exist not just on football teams. They exist throughout the world. So it's an issue.
So, yeah, I know you don't want to talk about last week, but I forget some of the context of going forward to the bye week, and you were halfway through it. Have you had any conversations with Jimmy Haslam, and just any thoughts on how those are going?
I'm going to say one more time, I'm going to focus on coaching this football team, getting this team better. That's all I can be concerned about right now. We got 8 games, and we got a big game this week.
We didn't see Al Saunders out there.
Yeah. Okay. No, he had he's excused. Very honestly, you guys know how close I am now, but his wife's father died. So he ended up in Bakersfield for the funeral. So that's where he is.